1933. Depression grips America by the throat. Two young inventors herald forth from the back of the comic pages a voice-changing gum for children to practice ventriloquism. The problem? That gum won't chew.
Gee whiz!
Say,
my voice sounds the same.
The New York State Court hears the case of the so-called Bubble Boys.
Sven Ingeborg, Henry Mossmouth, this court finds you guilty of deceptive advertising and fraud. You are hereby sentenced to 2 years' hard labor and $5,000 restitution. And may I say, I purchased your gum in grand hopes that my voice would change, for I am cursed with this voice. So I hope these 2 years break your backs, and you know what pain you've caused the nation.
Jumping bail, these men take it on the lam west across the nation in the hopes of clearing their names and saving their necks.
Hey, Chief. Hope you got your garbage can ready. We got some vagrants to toss into it.
Oh, boy. Just great. And of all days, the day I get my 500-piece puzzle.
Don't you worry, Chief. This one here, Sven Ingeborg. This one here, Henry Mossmouth.
Those don't sound like Indiana names.
They ain't. They from New York.
Oh, boy, New York.
We caught them sleeping in a hen house.
A hen house? What are they? Hens? Not likely.
Well, you do with them what you want to, Chief.
Okay.
We're going to go back and hit the street.
Sure thing. Hey, how's it looking out there today, boys?
Gorgeous.
It's a beautiful day, Chief.
Boy, I wish I was out there with you. I really do. I could use the exercise. This thing's getting bigger. A little pop belly.
Chief, you look like slop. We're keeping trim out there, playing kickball with the boys, helping the little girls get their kittens out of trees.
Are there kittens in trees?
Some.
But not anymore, Chief.
Keep up the good work, guys. After work today, let's stop by the old store. We'll get some candy.
Sorry, Chief. Gotta go straight home to my loving wife and kids.
Right. How about you? You wanna get some candy with me after work?
Sorry, Chief. I got a hot date over in the next county.
Oh, boy, I wish I had that.
But, Chief?
Yeah?
Sock these vagrants in the jaw once for me.
Hey, you know it. You two are in deep doo-doo. Take it easy, boys.
See you, Chief.
Adios.
So you two come into my town thinking you can rule this place like it's your own backyard.
To be fair, Chief Cliff.
That's my name.
My name's Sven. This is my associate, Henry. To be fair, we are traveling men, traveling across the country on a journey of the spirit and the mind, and we had no intention of staying in your town for more than a couple hours. We are simply on our way from one point to another. We're not staying in the town. We're harming no one.
Well, let me ask you a second. What about those hens that live in that hen house? Did you harm them?
What you have to understand is through a series of events, we approached that hen house and knocked on the door, believing it to be a hotel, and wandered inside, believing some of the hens to be patrons of the hotel. We ate a couple of them.
You gave a couple of hens thinking they were patrons? I should have you strung up for being murderers.
Well, Chief, not to get too philosophical on you, but what is life, I ask you? And is a chicken's life, a hen's life, the same, equal to a man's?
Listen, Plato, I don't need any laws from you. Now, I run the law in this town. My name is Chief Cliff. If you want my full name, it's Chief Keith Cliff.
Chief Keith Cliff?
Yeah. And I am the law in this town, and darn, you're darn tootin' that I'm gonna bust you guys bad for this. I'm gonna give you six months to a year on a chain gang.
Please, cheese squeeze squid.
That's
don't do that to us.
It's Chief Keith Cliff.
Listen, Leaf Peef. My associate and I were simply visiting.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what? You broke that when you killed those chickens. Vagrants get the worst punishment here in the town. And I'm going to make sure you get on the toughest, roughest chain gang in all of southern Indiana.
We wouldn't stand it for even a minute, Chief Edith Piaf. Listen, I happen to have in my breast pocket an egg, which I happened to steal from the wallet of one of the patrons of the hotel. Now, if you'd like to take this shiny white egg into your palm and...
You better not be bribing an officer of the law. For that, I could have you hung by the neck until dead.
Listen, Chief, it's not bribery. Chief Quaff Quiff...
What's so hard to understand about Chief Keith Cliff? Chief Keith Cliff!
Listen, inside that egg is a beautiful yellow sun, packed with flavor and vitamins and hope.
This egg right here?
That egg.
No!
You two are going straight to the chain gang tomorrow. Unless...
Okay, Sven, help me up through the window.
Okay, Henry. Remember, this is a woman who deserves to die.
I've got my hacksaw.
And I've got the gun, and I've got my straight razor.
All right. Just gotta find the kitchen.
Well? Who are you two rapscallions?
Oh, hello, madam. Please sit down and close your eyes for a moment.
Hello. Hello, Mrs. Cliff. We are two men, and we just need you to pretend like you're asleep for a little bit.
Oh, you want me to pretend I'm asleep? Well, let me take a guess. My husband's friends with you, and you came here to kill me.
Got it on the first guess.
I wouldn't say kill, per se, more like send you off to a better place.
Yeah, you need emergency surgery. We're doctors.
I don't need surgery. I'm perfect the way I am.
Now tell me, were you really going to come up to me and cut me open with that hacksaw?
Well, first we're going to shoot you, and then we're going to cut up your body into little pieces and hide it around the house.
Hide me around the house? You'd make a horrible mess. You two dumb balls.
This is our first murder. If you have any ideas on what we could do better, we're very willing to listen to them.
Yeah, I got a couple ideas. First of all, you don't kill them in their home. You take them out to a place that's secluded, not the middle of a suburb.
But your husband said specifically to kill you in this house.
Oh, my husband is a little wienerless jerk. He couldn't tell you how to tie a shoe, let alone kill a woman as smart as me.
Well, if you could tell Henry how to tie a shoe, that'd be helpful, too.
Henry? All right, come here. Now you take the bunny ears, and then they wrap around each other, and then they tuck into the little hole.
That's the part that doesn't make sense. Why does only one ear go through the hole?
Because the bunny wants to listen to see if there's any snakes or mongoose in that. I eat it.
You're the first person who's ever explained it in a way that made sense.
I went to university.
Hold your legs still.
No! Get that hacksaw away from me. Listen, my husband put you up to this?
Yes, he did, ma'am. And I have to request that you close your bathrobe. We can see your...
What? You never seen mammaries like this before?
Truth be told, ma'am, Henry and I, we've never seen memories at all.
You two are virgins, aren't you? I can tell you have no ring on your fingers.
It's true. You're much more beautiful than your husband described you.
He said you had a mule face, and quite frankly, you look, more like a doll's face.
Well, thank you. Back in my day, I used to win a beauty contest or two. But that was before I got dragged to this two-bit town by my two-bit husband. I used to live in Buffalo, you know.
Buffalo, New York?
Yes, of course. Have you heard?
Yeah, we're from New York.
Two fellow New Yorkers. I long to see a New Yorker ever since I've been stuck here in the Midwest for so long.
Your husband told us that you proposed to him.
Yes. I did it because it was the fashion, and he was the least lame man in this town. But let me tell you, now that I've been married to him, he's become lamer and lamer. He comes home and he yells things at me like Sloppy Joe face. I don't have a Sloppy Joe face. He just does it to rip my heart apart.
Well, you're still beautiful, Mrs. Cliff.
Yeah, you're a hamburger, if anything.
Well, thank you, but does a tree really be a tree if no one's there to admire it? Is a beauty really a beauty if everybody calls it the Sloppy Joe face? He also throws cold water on me. Every time he sees me walk by, he says it helps keep my heart rate going. You see this bruise right here?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Well, there's a bruise right there. If you took a really close look. See, get closer. Look at that. That's from an orange he threw to me.
Were you hungry?
No, I was asleep. He throws fruit to me when I'm asleep. What could I do to convince you two that that sick dog needs to be put down?
Well, all sick dogs need to be put down. Isn't that right, Henry?
Well, sure.
You two are smart, polite boys. Here, give me your hand.
Okay. My hacksaw!
Hacksaw like this. It tastes so cold against my tongue.
Oh, my goodness.
What's happening?
Sven.
Can I see that gun right there?
Ooh,
it's so tangled up in my hair right now.
Oh, my gosh.
You two... I'd love to show you what I can do with other tools of the trade, but...
What kind of tools do you have in your tool shed?
I've got a plow. I've got a canister of gasoline. I've got a trowel, and I've got rope. Now, I'll show you what I can do with all of these after we go back to my husband's and show him what we can do to him with them. You two boys help a little lady like me?
Sven.
Henry?
This is no mule. This is the most beautiful show pony I've ever seen. If there is even a chance I could put a saddle on her, I would kill.
I wouldn't make you wear a saddle.
No. Sven, can't you see I'm in love?
Okay, Henry. I pledged you that we would find a mate for you, and I think we found one. So now all we have to do... is tie up and set the chief on fire.
And then stab him with this trowel.
You can do that part, Sven. You're accurate.
Okay, well, you can light the match, Henry. You always liked playing with matches, didn't you, buddy?
I do.
You boys. When I saw you coming in here, I thought, oh no, two dumbos. But then I realized
we're not dumbos.
No.
Yeah, we're smart.
We're really smart.
You guys are so smart. I bet you two could write a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can.
We've been working on a book.
I'd like to read that book after we kill my husband.
Oh, boy. She wants to hear the story of the goose who grew up to be a man.
All right, well, let's get this over with and get to the reading.
Let me just put on something more appropriate for walking outside.
Ooh.
Okay, I see him working inside.
Oh, numbers and ones and twos, threes and fours. Boy, math is not my strong suit.
I've got the gasoline.
Okay. Henry, I got the rope. You got the trowel.
This is all for you, Mrs. Cliff.
Oh, you boys. I can't wait to kiss you to sleep tonight.
Oh, boy.
Now away, Whisk. Tie him up and burn him up.
All right. In through the window.
Hello, Chief Cliff.
Well, hello, boys. Now, why did you punch through my window?
Because we're here to tie you up and set you on fire and stab you with a trowel.
Well, that's a weird way to tell me that you killed my wife. What happened?
We didn't kill her. We fell in love.
We're gonna remarry her once you're dead and burned.
She's got your claws in her claws into you, eh?
She doesn't have claws. She's got beautiful hands and beautiful mammaries, which we saw.
Oh, yes. You see those at first, but then you look a little bit deeper, and then she's yelling at you and cussing at you and hitting you. You two are in deep doo-doo. Now go back quick and kill her, I promise. If you kill her, we'll get you out of that chain gang, and I will forget all about this broken window.
How about we don't kill her, and we kill you, and we don't go to a chain gang, and we have some sort of arrangement worked out where Sven and I share her on different nights of the week.
Or the same night.
Depending on how we're feeling about each other that day.
That is disgusting, boys. Listen, I like a good twist as much as anybody else in a story, all right?
This isn't a story, Chief. This is your life we're talking about.
Yeah, hey, Chief, yeah. How about an orange?
Ow! Oh, that's going to leave a bru... Oh, I get it.
Hey, Chief, Thirsty?
No, that's cold water.
Yeah. Heart beating a little faster now, Chief?
It's pert. It's peaked.
Well, Chief, I think it's about time that heart popped.
Hello, honey.
You brought my wife to the police station in a night petticoat?
We'll bring her anywhere we want, wearing anything she likes. She's our nagging wife now, and we do what she says.
It looks like I talked these boys into being my lovers now, Chief.
Boys, you don't know what you're doing. This lady is going to tear your soul out, and you're going to be a dead 45-year-old man working in a dinky little office in a dinky little town.
Chief, put down that hacksaw.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do if I hack up you?
Oh, Chief, you can hack up me?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Oh, what are you going to... Oh, put that gun in my face.
Oh, Chief. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Cliff, your nightgown fell off.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Chief, your clothes are falling off.
Oh, damn these clothes. Oh, yeah.
What's going on? Henry, what's happening?
Pass me that orange.
I'm more confused than you are.
Always. The citrus.
Well, I guess we'll be on our way now.
I wouldn't go too far, boys. I want you to watch me and my wife make sweet, passionate love on my desk office.
My office chair. You've patched things up?
Yes. You could say that. They don't quite understand it yet, honey. Oh, I thought they were smart because they were from New York, but they're just dumb because they're dumbos.
You mean this isn't the first time you've done this?
No. We're not fighting. We're in love, and we always will be in love. But sometimes when you're married for long stretches of time, you need something to spice up the love life. And so I always hire two dumbos who are vagrants in my town, such as yourself. And I tell them that I will put them on the chain gang unless they kill my wife. And then they come to me, I seduce them with my big, pale memories. And then we go back and we try to kill my husband, who is me, the chief. But then we reveal to them that we are in love still, and we make love in front of their eyes, while those two are forced to watch.
Well, we've never seen people make love before, live.
Well, you better get a good look at it, because it's the last time you're going to see it, at least for the next 6 months to a year. You're going to the chain gang first thing in the morning.
Why was the chain gang the one part that was real?
Because the law sees all.
Aww.
Is that your hand or his hand?
Oh, that's his hand. Oh.
Sorry.
I'm gonna suck on it. Pass me that gun.
It's just loaded.
Yes. Hey, where are the boys today?
Boom. Getting free coffee. It's not a great job, but. You know, they get free coffee, so that picks up the pay.
Well, you gotta get your perks where you can get them.
Yeah. What are we getting for dinner tonight?
I was thinking about going to that new pizza place out by the garage.
The auto garage?
No, not our garage, honey. Yes, of course the auto garage.
Well, you can get whatever you want.
Three toppings?
What toppings do you want?
Pepperoni.
I like pepperoni.
Sausage.
Two meats on one pizza.
Buckle your belt because we're going to get ham as well.
Oh, God, I love you.
Can we get olives?
No.
What about mushrooms?
We can get mushrooms, but no olives. I hate Italians.
Bubble Boys. Created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode written and performed by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. With Jeff Murdoch. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys. and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know it.
He also fought for the Germans in World War I.
Oh my God, he's a traitor.
May I say, before we go and kill your husband, tie him up and set him on fire with gasoline, that you have the most round and pale memories I've ever seen.
You may say that. And may I say, you too could have a great time with these.
Let's go slice that German head of cabbage in half.